Good morning, Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. We have a 9:30 agenda item. Present is Commissioner Van Beek, Commissioner Brooks, and the item for this morning is meeting with county attorneys for legal staff update and consider action items, of which we have quite a few. So I'm open to however we want to consider all of these, either individually or as in sets. So let's start with the first action item is to consider renewal of CCSO's maintenance agreement with DataWorks Plus. And I think the second action item is valid to be in the discussion to consider DataWorks Plus agreement for software and hardware and support. So has legal been able to review both of these before it has gotten here?
Mr. Chair, Commissioners, you have two different legal reviews of these. CCSO, it is a renewal of prior years. The terms match almost identically. There is a notation that the hardware will not be supported after this year. So there is a notation there. And I think we had one piece of hardware roll off last year, so the price is actually a little bit less this year.
Okay.
So Captain might be able to speak more directly to that, but in terms of the terms and conditions, they're identical to last year.
Okay.
That's the same for the juvenile.
The same. Okay.
Chairman, just a question. Thank you for the reference on the hardware coverage. That only applies to the sheriff's office. Is that right? Or is that for both of them? I didn't see that on the...
I think Commissioner Van Beek is just for the sheriff's office, and I'm probably out over my skis a little bit on this, but my understanding is that there's a number of years that the hardware would be covered, and after, I think, 10-ish years, it rolls off. And so that's the issue, is that the sheriff's office received this system earlier, had some older hardware, and now needs to phase up to potentially a replacement hardware.
Which is what we do on a normal basis for a replacement cycle anyway. But this is a Spillman interface, correct, document?
So I've erred.
Oh.
And I'm more than willing to take out the second item and focus singularly on the first rather than waste all of our time trying to discern which is which. So my mistake, let's deal only and first with the sheriff. Okay? Sheriff.
This service agreement is for fingerprint machines.
Okay.
So it'd be our fingerprint machines in the jail and our in sealed and driver's license. I think what we were talking about earlier was we do have a fingerprint computer, and I'll just call it a machine, but it's the whole deal where they roll the prints. We do have one coming due to be replaced, and we do have a plan going forward with that one. But this is just basically to cover the for the service agreement for the fingerprint machines, if you will.
Okay. Do
Perfect.
We have a plan in the budget to replace the hardware then, or our scheduled plan, or do you?
Talking to our financial planner, yeah, we've...
Working towards that?
We are working towards that with other... There's a grant option out there that we're trying to get done. We just don't know if we're going to be able to get it done through that option.
Okay.
So we're still working on that.
Okay. All right. Other questions?
No, Chairman, I appreciate the clarification and separating that out. I'm just looking here. This says interface from Spillman, so that's where I pulled that information. And so if we're all good, I'm good.
Okay.
So, Chairman, I move that the board signs the DataWorks Plus agreement as presented for $7,569.18 for fingerprint software services.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Captain.
All right. The second one will be for the Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center on this company. So, Sean, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. This is like CCSO. It's just the software. I did put it through to IT and legal to make sure everything was good. We changed out all of our hardware and all that last year. So it was more expensive last year. This year it's just for the software, or if something goes out, they will replace the hardware. So.
Okay. All right.
Chairman, I'm in favor. That looks like it's reflected in the price there, $3,570. So I'm in favor, and I move that the board signs the DataWorks Plus agreement with Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention Center as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are you getting cameras yet? New cameras?
They're in. They're at IT, and they're doing their work on it.
Okay. Sounds good.
So important for them to talk to each other.
Yes.
Yes,
yes it is.
All right. Do I dare try to consolidate the next?
Sure.
All right. Just one at a time. Action item to consider fiscal year 2027 Ada County Juvenile Detention Housing Agreement.
Chairman, Commissioners, this deals with our agreement with Ada County we've had over the last 3 years. What it really does is it gives us the ability, if we have a child here that is a victim, or the staff is a victim of one of the crimes that happened, or a relative, then we can send that child to them, or they can send someone to us. And so we've agreed to just hold those kids and not charge the daily fee.
I think it's a good thing to do. It's very beneficial to the taxpayers and to the situation at hand.
And Chairman, I agree. I'm in support.
All right. I'd entertain a motion if there's no more discussion.
I move that the board signs the agreement between the Canyon County and Ada County for the juvenile detention agreement number 15436-3-26.
Second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So the fourth action item is to consider fiscal year 2027 Ada County Juvenile Detention and Department of Juvenile Corrections Mutual Aid Agreement.
Chairman, Commissioners, this has been going on for quite a while. It's really if the whole facility, water goes out, electricity, and we can't run a facility, then we would need to move to either the DJC or Ada County, and vice versa with them coming to us. It almost came to life here, and what was it, 2 weeks ago on Garrity when the main broke. DJC did not have water, and so they reached out to us just to see, depending on how long it took them to replace or to get that working. It only took them 4 hours to get that back up and running, so all was good, but so that would be a reason that we have this in place.
And I applaud you for both of the agencies to be such future looking and looking out for the health and welfare, so that's excellent.
I'm in favor as well, Chairman, and I move that we sign the agreement between Ada County and Southwest Idaho Juvenile Detention and the Idaho State Department of Juvenile Corrections for fiscal year 27 agreement 31142-1-26 as presented.
Okay, and legal's had the opportunity to review. And
yes, Chairman, and that is substantially similar to what we signed in the past.
Okay, perfect.
A second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Next action item is considered delivery agent electronic document recording agreement with Intercom Holdings, LLC.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm obviously not the subject matter expert when it comes to the recorder's office. But my director is out on vacation, very strategically. But I'm comfortable enough talking about both of these agreements that we have. So Indemnicon, which I believe is the first one we're going over, relates directly to Helion. Indemnicon is the software that is used for mortgage companies to file into and record electronically with Helion. And I know that this agreement has been reviewed by both IT and the PA's office.
Okay.
And Chairman, can I ask a question for legal? So Trent, this agreement was reviewed for the first time last year since it had had a number of years lapse since there had been a legal review of it. Did we get an annual review clause listed in there?
I don't recall if there's an annual review.
It does say on the end that year one, year two. So maybe this is a two-year contract.
We can do a two-year contract just to make it a little bit more convenient.
Okay. No, that's fine. And then another question I have for you there, and it's referenced, like, if I did look up Indicon, I didn't know what this was. And so there's some AI component to this. And then there was concern when former Clerk Hogeboom was here about the ability for people to file deeds against a mortgage. Do you have any more information on that, Jess, or how are we protected on that AI component?
As far as the AI component with the Indemnicon contract, I don't believe we're utilizing any of their AI services. I know that they do have, you know, as most technology companies do now have an AI sector. I don't believe we utilize any of their AI. But I do know that as far as the issues with you know, false recordings and false deeds and you know, things of the like, that that wasn't our budget for this year and that did get approved. But that is a separate item that we purchased through Helion, not through Indicom.
So. Okay. And the thing that seems like the good caveat, and I think it's in this, is that the recorder's office is under no obligation to record any document that they don't deem valid.
Right.
So.
And all these items are reviewed, you know, the recording items that come through this recording service.
Yeah, and sometimes people get pretty excited. There's advertisements, and then I know you get phone calls. So just for the record, thank you for being on top of that. Yep.
Commissioner Van Beek, just for your information, the recorder's office is very good at reviewing each and every item that goes in. And if they have any questions whatsoever, they contact legal and get our review on it as well.
And I appreciate that. Emily is a great Canyon County employee, and so you're making fun here this morning because she's very diligent. So, Chairman, I'm in favor of signing this support services agreement with Helion as presented.
Okay.
And that's my motion, that we sign the support services agreement. And
this one would be with Indicom.
I'm sorry. Thank you. With Indicom.
Okay.
A second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Next action item is consider support services agreement with Helion, which we've already discussed a couple ways, but now we're going to singularly focus in on this.
Thank you, Chairman.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Chairman, Commissioners. So, yeah, like I said just earlier, Helion is kind of their main platform that they do all of their marriage certificates, their recording, it's basically like how the courts use Tyler Technologies Odyssey. That's how the recorder's office uses Helion. It is their main platform that they use for all their items in their office. We have a great relationship with Helion. We've worked with them for a long time. And we are adding, like I mentioned earlier, a new component to Helion, and that is this tracking component that if you opt in, if you're a member of the public and you opt in, then you can be notified when any documents get recorded that have your particular identifiers that you list to be notified on.
Nice.
Where is that advertised or noticed to the public for that option?
We haven't started advertising it yet because we won't start until the beginning of the fiscal year.
Okay.
We will have that somewhere on the website, or we'll find a good way to get that notification out.
Yeah.
Also give it to the PIO so we can even post it on social media, because there is a component of that across the United States that there's quite a bit of angst. So.
Yep. And we're... Thank you, Steve Cushman, for being here. You do a great job getting stuff out to the public. So I'm in favor of signing this agreement with Helion, and thanks for being here, Clerk. I move that the board signs the support services agreement with Helion as presented.
I second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Thank you very much. All right. Next action item is consider prosecution services agreement with the City of Caldwell.
Chairman, we have our esteemed prosecutor and his chief deputy, Ingrid Beatty, and Aaron Mazzoli. Lots of legal. Trent, we don't want to miss anybody. Ben Kramer's here. We love them all. But I would want P.A. Boyd to talk about, I think this is the first time that this prosecution agreement has gone maybe through scrutiny of you as current prosecutor. These were documents before, and they have changed. And so can you talk a little bit about that and what we're looking at here? Even though I have the document in front of me, I want you to be able to speak to it.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Van Beek, thank you for allowing us to present this. We've had some discussion previously on the record about how to handle this contract and whether to proceed with it, and there's been just a copious amount of discussion on both sides with us and with City Council. We've kind of landed on a number that we felt was much closer to being fair to the county taxpayer. It's an estimate, of course, based on our last year's costs, and so it went from a far lower number up to $525,000 is what we're at today. So it went up by several hundred thousand from the previous year. And I know that's difficult for the city to deal with, but I also, that is simply a reimbursement cost. So to be clear, I want to make sure that on the record, I make it very clear that we are not making any profit, that the county makes no profit, zero profit off of this. This is simply a reimbursement of costs. So we spend $2.4 million. The county taxpayer spends $2.4 million in the PA's budget dedicated solely for misdemeanor prosecution. About 22% of that last year was dedicated towards Caldwell cities. So you can do the math very simply, and that gets us about $550,000 for what it cost us last year. We don't exactly know what it'll be this year, and these kind of the costs will fluctuate because naturally the number of cases will fluctuate. So sometimes you might have Nampa having a lot more cases than Caldwell, or maybe just crime goes down in general. But in any case, we're going to spend that same $2.4 million. And so their proportion might change, but certainly we're in a ballpark now where it's a much more fair proportion of funds. So we're in support of that. We really appreciate the willingness of Mayor Phillips and Diana Register in particular reached out and actually talked to us directly about this, and that was very helpful. There was some not so helpful comments from some of the other members of council, and I would really encourage them to take the time to come talk to us. And I'm happy the door's open. We really would like for them to come and talk to us and just explain how this actually works. There was some dissension about about estimating our cost of office space, for example. Well, those are costs that actually are incurred by the taxpayer. So you guys pay for that, and when we kind of are trying to figure out a fair reimbursement cost, we discuss that. But to be clear, we came down by more than enough money to cover the $8,000 that would be the proportionate cost share for our office space, right? Which, if you figure for two attorneys and two staff, that would easily get you to $8,000. And we have more than double that, probably, is what you would need to do Caldwell City's contract. So I think it's very, very fair to Caldwell City. It's very beneficial to Caldwell City. Now, that said, I also know that, and we love to work with Caldwell PD. We love to work with that department. And we're going to always work with them on felonies no matter what. I think one of the points that has been raised throughout, we're in some serious negotiations with the you, and I say we, it's really you, doing the serious negotiations in the county with the jail. And we're trying to get some cooperation and to reach a cooperative agreement wherein they reach out to us. They say, we don't want to do it. Please don't do it at Pond Lane. I think the commission was very receptive to that, said, okay, well, maybe we could find somewhere else, and eventually did suggest somewhere else. And then we're talking about hookup fees, and they estimate hookup fees at really pretty high and kind of astronomically high, millions and millions of dollars. And then so the county says, well, we're willing to do that. So the reason I bring that up is because we're trying to reach cooperative agreements across the board, and this is a source of real benefit for the city taxpayer. Their replacement cost is far higher than the $525,000. And it would be, I would estimate it to be about $1 million a year is what their replacement cost would be. And so the benefit that they're getting every year is, you know, at least $500,000 and for that kind of cooperation. And so
can I jump in where you, yeah, thank you. Because in this agreement, Idaho Code 50, Title 50, Section 208A, which is cited in your whereas clause, as I was looking at that, and this isn't the first time your predecessor, I had looked at these agreements, subsection 2 on the prosecution authority, which includes misdemeanor probation, that falls to the cities unless they delegate that to the state prosecutor, which they have, and help me anywhere.
Yeah, let me interject. So juvenile prosecution, no matter what, is the county prosecutor's sole purview.
Okay.
So to the extent that it's referencing referencing juvenile prosecutions, whether or not we do their misdemeanors or not, we'll always be doing their juvenile cases. That's
okay.
Required by state law.
And I appreciate the clarification. This simply lists state misdemeanors committed within the municipal limits. And my point is this, that before you came, and you were probably when you were here as a deputy prosecutor, there was an effort to secure all these contracts with the cities within Canyon County because it was a benefit to the cities to have the state prosecutor run the misdemeanor prosecutions. And help me if I don't state this correctly. So in that, that means there's always an option for the state prosecutor not to prosecute. So as you've already indicated, the benefit to the city cooperating with the county agreement is about $500,000 in this case with the city of Caldwell. So I think when the first year that I was here, former prosecutor Taylor was securing those last contracts from Notice and Parma to get everybody in the loop. But for me as a commissioner, I appreciate the history. There's been a lot of history with this, and to evaluate the cost is the right thing. Nobody rides for free, and everybody is trying to figure out how to make their section of government work. There has been a lot of discussion with the agreements that would benefit the citizens, not only of Caldwell, so they have a dual representation. They're city residents, but they're also county residents. So to have this contract move forward benefits everyone, and the county needs the cooperation of the city of Caldwell to move in a timely manner to get the things that we need done with the olive branch that we've extended. And I think it's been exceptionally generous to go back and find creative ways to get that in motion. Even though someone will replace my seat, I have a vested interest. I have a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in a lot of these contracts and moving good policy forward. So to have that as a bargaining chip, I think it's right that one hand of government washes the other. And I'm completely supportive of what you've done to make this contract fair and equitable. And Chairman, I don't know where we're at if you want to make that a part of this discussion, but we need cooperation on the city of Caldwell to move some of this forward. And we have bent over backwards at Caldwell's request to accommodate their urban renewal area and find, even though it wasn't our prerogative, we did find a location and accommodated their request, which is a good fit for both Caldwell and Canyon County. So thank you for allowing me to put that on. And I didn't want to interrupt if you have more to say. I did interrupt, but
well, maybe for the better. So thank you very much. I appreciate it. I thought that was a good, it kind of sums up what I think the issue is, which we are certainly, we've negotiated in good faith towards reaching this this contract, and I'm certainly willing to do it. I also really would like for us all to have a cooperative relationship, the city and the county, and we provide things that are of great benefit to the city. They provide things that are of great benefit to the county.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to have a cooperative relationship, and one of those things is that the it is the cooperation on the jail, and we'd like to kind of maybe wrap all this stuff up. That would make sense to me.
And Chairman, maybe you have until this contract runs through the end of the fiscal year, correct?
October 1, yes.
Yeah, and so I might like to, I'm just spitballing, but I might like to tie a deadline to, hey, here's what we need in terms of getting the, whether it's the MSA agreement or the an agreement on the lines or however that looks, that we tie that to the signature on this contract. There is nothing in state law that requires you to prosecute municipal crimes, if I understand it correctly. That is strictly because you've decided to take that on. So time is of the essence. We have a jail project that needs to move forward. Standing up a prosecution contract would be significant lift, and I'm not sure that at this late date that's been budgeted for by a municipality. So again, to reiterate the cost savings and that it matters to both entities that there is a working partnership for the benefit of the taxpayer, I might propose holding this contract in an effort to push that forward from the city of Caldwell and work together. That's my proposal.
I have a lot, Mr. Chairman, but I'm just going to say that I think we should actually sign it now.
Real quickly, I did want to add that, Mr. Boyd, I think it's in the contract itself, but that this is not, it was part of the record. The county prosecutor is not required to prosecute as part of the statutory language under Title 312604, city misdemeanors. So this is something that the prosecutor's office has taken on as an additional duty through the contracting process. But I think there's some confusion amongst the city that this was something he was required to do and they're just paying extra for it. This is a, as Mr. Boyd clearly indicated, this is a reimbursement of expenses related to the county prosecutor's office.
Mr. Chairman, may I make one, just one quick clarification as well? Whatever the board decides today, whether to sign it today or to continue consideration, whatever it is that you decide today, I want to be clear that we would not leave the city of Caldwell out in the cold in terms of logistically. If you guys were to disapprove a contract in this matter, I would make sure that we continue to provide services as long as it's necessary to make sure that the safety of the citizens of Caldwell is put first, even if they did have to stand up an office of their own in short notice. I want to make it clear for the record that we would not hold that sort of leverage over the public safety of the citizens of Caldwell is not going to be held hostage to anything. I would never do that. That's not a, we're happy to talk about, and if you'd like to talk about, you know, the reimbursement or whether or not we're going to continue the contract, we would absolutely do that. But those services we would provide as long as was needed to allow for an orderly transition if that's what needed to happen. So I just want to make sure that that's not mischaracterized in any way, what we're talking about, because I would never allow, we would always put the safety of the citizens of Caldwell first.
And Chairman, thank you for those comments. I was not suggesting that we jeopardize that at all, so I appreciate the clarification. It is simply that I think there's a duty from elected officials to work together cooperatively and then to discharge the duties, and that's clearly under, as Aaron Bozzoli cited, 312604. So I appreciate that you would be willing to continue that. There's just a vested interest in getting this moving forward. I'm not sure that I don't work that way. I would want to find every way to make a cooperative partnership that benefited the taxpayers, that pays people to live higher than the bar that's set. And that's what I'm really driving at.
I need a point of clarification. Did the city council, what was the vote at the council to authorize this?
I'm unaware if there
votes. Because of the atmosphere that I've experienced at the Caldwell City Council and their, they have members that voice their opinion that are very negative to the county, and the others choose to sit mute. So I don't know how to read that, whether they all think that or they don't. I'm at this point in the morning not willing to I'm not willing to lessen my position for the county taxpayers if I don't see that they understand what they're getting. Because I've had it stated to me in their meetings that was very negative, very in very factually uninformed, and it wasn't ever clarified during the meeting. Either their legal could have done that, or another councilman could have done that, or the mayor could have done that. And that's not to say that a certain or any council member can't voice their opinions in a council meeting, but when it's factually incorrect, I'm a little bit frustrated with that. I mean, 29 and a half years of experience as city councils, more than aware of what the politics can be in the background that is unsaid. This contract in and of itself is a good thing for the taxpayers of Canyon County. There's no doubt about it. But if it isn't appreciated and it is a, is it's, if it's a point of accusatory, I'm not seeing that this is advantageous for us to become signatories of it at the moment without. I need to know, was it a tie-breaking vote? Was it just barely in? I need to know what the temperature of the city council is.
Chairman, and I appreciate your comments. Thank you. I would submit to that if there is not a timely, we've already had a conversation about the benefit of price benefit of a 2-year versus a 1-year, so short term. Buy small cans at the store, they cost more than big cans. So if this moves to a month by month or whatever that is, so that I appreciate the prosecutor's integrity in caring for the safety of Caldwell citizens, but the prorated cost per month to provide those services until they could either stand it up or we could come to an agreement would be significantly more than the price that's being offered in this contract. So there's some financial incentive to move this baby down the road.
Did you have new information?
Not that we're prepared to.
Okay.
I'm going to go back and actually go listen to the hearing and we'll.
Okay.
I want to make sure that we're correct.
You know, I feel like I'm the tie-breaking vote here. And all I'm saying is we're in the middle of negotiation, and if I have a – if the party that I'm negotiating with is not well informed of their position and my position, it might be time for a pause and attempt to get that education done. So I would make, without prejudice, I would make a motion that we table this, and it could be come back as early as next Tuesday morning or later, and have the PA be able to look at that and give us their opinion.
I second.
Any other discussion? Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. So we will leave it up to the PA's office on the timing of this coming back onto our agenda. All right, thank you. Do we need a executive session on another topic this morning?
Okay. I do, Chairman.
Can we do this?
Yeah, we can do that.
It's very simple.
Have we reviewed the granting of the alcoholic beverage license?
Mr. Chairman, I have. It is an amendment to an already existing alcoholic beverage license by expanding it to for the establishment to provide for liquor.
Okay.
So has all the usual approvals by the time it gets to us, so I'm in favor.
Okay.
With that, I would move that we approve the resolution granting changes in alcoholic beverage license for La Via Family Restaurant, LLC, doing businesses, Livia Restaurant.
All right, I'd second that motion. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Okay, great. And executive session, what items?
I have a sheet, Chairman.
Okay.
Yep.
Right. We got to.
Okay. Thank you. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session granted under Idaho Code 74261. I'm sorry, it's 2601. I don't think that's right. I think it's 206. It's listed incorrectly. Subsection B for personnel, C for interest in real property, D to E, to consider preliminary negotiations involving matters of trade or commerce, and F, to communicate with the board's legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
A second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session.